Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast tomorrow. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 30th of November, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, sea wash, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of C19. We have nobody in hospital with it. And four in non-community isolation. TT has been cancelled for the second year in a row. We got comment from fans, politicians, riders and traders on the way. How will the COVID-19 vaccine affect border restrictions on the island? Can anything stop the closure of Castletown's Isle of Man Bank? And of course, it's been another flume-free Monday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, next year's TT has been cancelled due to the ongoing impact of COVID-19. It's the second year in a row the island will be without the iconic races. Fans who were due to travel on the steam packet for next year's TT will now be able to transfer their bookings to 2022. Affected customers can also choose to receive a full refund instead. Meanwhile, government's offering help for travel and tourism businesses that need to return deposits or rearrange bookings. A number of financial support schemes have been extended for a further month at a cost of £1.5 million, and it's still unknown whether the Classic TT and Manx Grand Prix will take place in August, with a final decision on those to be made by the end of March. In other Manx news, traffic travelling in both directions along the Maid Road towards Peel is currently being blocked. It's while police and ambulance crews deal with a road traffic collision in Crosby, near to the Crosby pub. The constabulary is urging motorists to avoid the area while the incident is dealt with. Further afield, tough new coronavirus restrictions are being introduced in Wales on Friday as case rates accelerate. There's going to be a ban on serving alcohol at pubs, bars, restaurants and cafes, and they'll be forced to close at 6 o'clock, while indoor entertainment venues will also have to shut. And figures suggest coronavirus infections fell by 30% in England during the second lockdown. A major study found the drop occurred during a two-week period this month. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham, expert legal professionals, assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Alex. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather indicates strong winds in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours at least. The strong westerly on the Isle of Man will veer northwesterly. It'll be dry and clear through the night. And as the wind eases off, down to 3 Celsius, risking a grass frost as the wind slackens off. Jermert, Tuesday, cloudy and dry, up to 10 Celsius. Cloudy after dark, down to 7 degrees. Into Wednesday, Jacrane, early rain will clear, leaving sunny intervals. Top temperature, 10 Celsius. Low water in about 12 minutes' time at 5:45. High waters at 25 to midnight tonight. Low water tomorrow morning at 5:45, sunrise at 8:15 tomorrow morning, and the morning high water at 12 minutes to midday.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascia and soffits, visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The TT races have been cancelled for the second year in a row. The Manx government says the decision for the 2021 event was down to the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ewan Gorn.
It's the first time the races have been cancelled for consecutive years since the Second World War. Despite progress on a coronavirus vaccine, the Enterprise Minister says the early and logical decision has been taken to provide certainty and clarity for all those involved. Rescheduling the race was ruled out over concerns to do with scaling up infrastructure and the complexities involved in organising the event. The absence of tens of thousands of fans for a second year in a row will come as a major blow to the already under pressure hospitality and tourism sectors. An announcement is expected later today on new financial support packages for those affected. Lawrence Skelly has this message for fans.
be patient with us here. We are going to have a TT that will come back bigger and better than ever. However, those who are booked, I want you to be patient with the accommodation providers and the tour operators whilst they work through this. We are providing a support package for them to allow them to hopefully roll their bookings, or if they have to refund it, we are providing loan facilities as well. So do bear with us, please, fans, because TT, as I say, will be back, but we need to bear that in mind.
It's still unknown whether the Classic TT and Manx Grand Prix will take place in August, with a final decision on these races to be made by the end of March. As a result of the change, the Senior Race Day bank holiday will be moved from the 11th of June to the 27th of August, combining with the UK bank holiday on Monday to offer a four-day break. For more information on this story, head to manxradio.com.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
More on TT 2021 shortly. Just a reminder, there's been a road crash near the Crosby pub on the main road heading from Peel to Douglas and Douglas to Peel. The road currently blocked, traffic's backed up in both directions. Don't use the main Peel to Douglas, Douglas to Peel road until you hear more from the police. Police and ambulance are in attendance. The decision to cancel the 2021 TT race was one which weighed heavy on the minds of Manx politicians, and on more so than the Enterprise Minister, Lauren Skelly, who spoke to Tim Glover.
It's deeply disappointing to be put in this position to make a decision, but I think we have stated all along as a government we would make early decisions, and going back to, I think, March earlier this year when we had to cancel this year's TT, that was difficult, that was painful, and equally, yet again, this is a difficult and painful decision.
Did you have the option of maybe, though, moving to August, replacing the Manx Grand Prix and the Classic TT with the premier event, the TT?
Yes, that was, we looked at all options, and I think that was important that we do that and engage with much broader stakeholders. Going back to March this year, it was interesting really in reflecting upon that, because at the time, I think it was just around about the time when they had the Cheltenham Gold Cup, and people were asking, well, that's an outdoor event, why can't we have the TT? We made that decision early then, and it was the right decision then, and I think it is the right decision now. With regards to moving the event, that was one of the options that was considered. You know, should we replace the Classic and the MGP with regards to a TT? And it presented whilst it could have actually been achieved, presented a whole host of complexities and other risks for the accommodation providers, the steam packet, and a whole number of other areas, and not least the double displacement issue, because we've already asked accommodation providers and the steam packet to roll their bookings from this year to next year, and now moving it to what would have been Classic TT and Grand Prix, that could have been a double displacement, and the thought of that is very costly and very complex, and would be rather too difficult to actually overcome.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
22 minutes before 6, the Bet McCree left Heysham at 2 o'clock. Due in any time now into Douglas, but I just checked on the webcams, no sign of her in Douglas Harbour. If you want to check, all you need to do is go to manxradio.com, click on the community page. We've got 18 webcams around the Isle of Man, including 3 in Douglas Harbour, so take a look. Anyway, the Bet is due in any time now. She'll be docking, discharging, charging back up, and then charging off at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure is 2:15 tomorrow morning.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
We need more information about a vaccine rollout on the Isle of Man and its impact on border restrictions, says the Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper, who is asking for more details in the House of Keys tomorrow. He told Alex Watton the Council of Ministers should give us more information.
That's what I'm trying to do here, is to change that mindset really within the Council of Ministers, that instead of making all these decisions in a vacuum, maybe it's time for them to start sharing that information with a broader audience so we can get better decisions being made.
Do you think public opinion on this would differ from the Council of Ministers?
I don't think they would, actually. I think if you're looking at what the UK have already talked about and prioritising high-risk, vulnerable groups first, I think actually the Manx public would say that's absolutely the right thing to do.
So why should they be shared then? If in a vacuum they're making the decisions that do represent the people, why should they be communicated in another way?
Because the short answer is we don't know that they're making these decisions. All we know is they are making decisions. And when it comes to, say, rolling out a vaccine, that's one part of the equation. But the second part of that equation is how does that impact on our border strategy? And that's the important element, I think, as opposed to who gets vaccinated and when. I think that is pretty much a medical question, and I don't think really there's much room for public debate on that. But when it comes to then, well, actually, as we've started vaccinating our high-risk groups, how does that impact on our ability to relax border restrictions, on allowing more family members to come back, on allowing Manx people to travel more freely? Those kind of questions are very much a public debate kind of question, because the decisions that have been made around that space in the past have not always been right, have not always been the best decision. And I think we've seen lots of, especially now, as this is becoming more a long-term position, I think we're starting to get different views from different sections of the public, different sections of industry, saying, actually, have you thought about trying something differently? And I think that is the element of public conversation that we really need to have, not around the technicalities of a vaccine, but actually the impact that will have on the wider thinking around how we deal with this pandemic.
If you get very specific and say, yes, it's likely that in 6 months' time, this many vaccines will have been administered, and therefore we are likely to be able to go to level whatever number of the borders framework, is there a concern that many people could be booking their flights and booking their ferries to see their loved ones very, very quickly, probably quite expensively, and then things could change because it is a changing situation?
Absolutely, and that's what you saw happen in the UK, I think, with people booking flights to go to places that were on their green list that all of a sudden got taken off the list. And I'm not advocating that we do that at all. All I'm suggesting at this point is that council ministers is a little bit more clear about, well, what might this mean going forward? So we've already got their 4 or 5 stage border framework, but actually how does the rollout of a vaccine impact on when we might move? Does it impact on some of the KPIs, the measures they've got inside that framework? Those are the kind of questions and conversations I think we should be having now.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
18 minutes to 6, the Bemba Crease just entered Douglas Harbour and she's reversing onto the Linkspan now. In business, the adoption of artificial intelligence is driving revenue for organisations, with some attributing 20% or more of their earnings to the technology. This year's McKinsey Global survey found marketing and sales, strategy and corporate finance and supply chain management teams saw the most significant gains from AI, with enterprises most commonly using the technology to improve inventory and parts optimization, pricing and promotion, customer service analytics, and sales and demand forecasting. The majority of the respondents says cybersecurity remained the only risk their organizations considered relevant. Bitcoins hit a new all-time high today. The cryptocurrency rose above $19,783, the previous record it reached in December 2017. The latest price high comes after a major surge over the last 72 hours, which saw Bitcoin bounce back from a major crash last week to rise more than $3,000 in just 3 days. The new price high was recorded by the CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index, though other exchanges and price trackers remained a couple of $100 away from their all-time high. Just before update came on the air, Bitcoin was trading at $19,435, according to CoinMarketCap, still a 3-year high for the cryptocurrency.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were lower, but still on track for the best month on record. The dollar fell, oil fell too. Gold dropped as optimism over a swift vaccine-fueled economic recovery dented allure for safe havens. In corporate news, BP was lower. AstraZeneca was on the rise after announcing that Forxiga, or dapagliflozin, had been approved in Japan for treatment of patients with chronic heart failure. And the numbers now at the close in London: the FTSE 100 down 1.5%, 6,266. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.33%, 13,291. Just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 1.4%, 29,489. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down 0.8% at 12,104, and the S&P 500 in Chicago down 1% at 3,602. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 33.4 cents and €1 11.7 cents, and 20 South African rand and 60 cents. Finally, gold down 0.5% at $1,780 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.3% at $47.54.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Some of the TT's top riders have been reacting to the cancellation of next year's races. Ewan Gawne again.
Riders now face the prospect of waiting another year before they're back on the famous course once again. 23-time winner John McGuinness hopes when the races do return, it'll be something special.
I'm sort of not surprised, but just sad. For me, selfishly, it's the wrong time of my career to miss another TT.
There were suggestions it might be delayed rather than put off altogether. What are your thoughts on that?
That would have been better, wouldn't it, I think? All of us in the industry and all the riders and teams, we had it in our head that the TT was probably going to be tried to go ahead in August, which so it's a bit of a shock for it to be called now. But I understand, you know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, you guys are clean over there and that's the way it should be.
How does this affect your long-term plans?
I was just trying to work it out there. You know, next time I stand on the start line, I'll be 50 years old, looking down Braille on a superbike. I don't know if that's going to happen. The people around me, the family, the friends, the sponsors, the PTECs and so would be riding for. He said the bike's there for you if you want it. But a couple of years is a long time ahead, isn't it?
The only man who's ever won the TT five times in a single week, Ian Hutchinson, says not being able to ride is something he's experienced many times, but admits it never gets easier.
It's devastating to hear it, and we have to respect the people living on the island. They have to come first, and the fact that there's no cases there is testament to the island. For me personally, no TTs, news I've had to take on and off sort of for the last 10 years with having injuries, and hearing that you're not going to get to do it again don't really get any easier. You know, I'm back to where I should be to get some results, and that the whole focus was on coming back there and getting some wins. But I won't be going anywhere. I'll come back to the TT as soon as it's ready for us.
You can listen to the full interviews with both road racing stars John McGuinness and Ian Hutchinson online at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster Mai, the second round of the Winter Series Pro Sporting League, sponsored by Creer and Kelly, was held at Miriveg Santon with 26 guns taking part in near ideal conditions. But before shooting commenced, a cheque was presented to Hospice Isle of Man for more than £2,000 raised at the club's annual charity event. The results in the A class: first came David Clegg, second Mark Riley, and in third Alan Wade. In the B class, it was George Davis who came first, second Aaron Wade Jr. and third Will Rand. Next week is the second round of the Utopia Hair Salon English Skeet League. There's Round B League squash action getting underway at the NSC tonight. There are five individual matchups taking place. Defending champions Outcasts will face off against third place Island Tires and Exhausts, with Outcasts poised to win the first half of the league if they secure victory. Chris Cave plays for the team.
We've had some really pleasing team performances this season, and it would be great just to get the job done at the first attempt.
Second place Sharks, who are the only team capable of catching the Outcasts, take on Racketeers. Meanwhile, Argosy Junior Academy will take on Crow Dragons. And a reminder that entries for the parish walk will be accepted from midnight on Tuesday after organisers confirmed the race will go ahead in 2021. Off-island entries are also being encouraged. Further afield in Premier League football, West Ham face Aston Villa tonight, with the winner moving into the top six. Before that, Leicester can go level on points with leaders Tottenham by beating Fulham, who can move out of the relegation zone with a victory.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Good news, the crash around the Crosby pub has been cleared, although the tailbacks may take some time to clear. At the airport, two departures and two arrivals. The 4:30 to London City left 6 minutes late. The 10:05 to Liverpool a couple of minutes early, and they're both back this evening from Liverpool at 6:40, and from Docklands, London City at 8 o'clock. On the roads, 24-hour lights on Quarterbridge Road in Douglas for drainage and curbing work. Also 24-hour lights King Edward Road in Oncombe for railway work. Station parking Colby is closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. And remember those phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure in Peel, stopping off on the East Quay between the garage and Mariner's Wharf until a week on Friday. All the information you'll need about Douglas Promenade as well. at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Quayside, Quayside, 664417.
Head to Quayside Tyres and Service Centre on South Quay Industrial Estate.
Quayside! Arbury, Castletown and Maloo MHK, Graeme Crajean says the situation in Castletown regarding the closure of the Isle of Man Bank branch is similar to Peel. He says it appears the decision has been made and nothing's going to stop it.
It's disappointing we're getting to this stage because I think most people thought that Castletown was probably one of the busier branches, and to shut it, considering it was open through the COVID, especially when they said it could stay open because it had sort of the rear entrance as well as a front, it had a larger banking area. So to me, it looks like it's the more sort of usable space.
We heard from the two MHKs, who happen to be ministers as well, for Peel and Glenfavor, saying they weren't happy with the situation. That led to some pretty forthright criticism from Douglas East MHK, Chris Robertshaw, that, well, they didn't do the same about the post office.
Yes.
And could that be levelled at you as well?
No, because back in 2016, they were bringing forward the possible corporatisation of the post office. And they had this Mr. Toimy come in and do a report on the post office. And it was virtually saying what they should be doing is closing sub-post offices, reducing from a six-day week to a five-day week, adjusting pay for the postman. And that's virtually what they've done, even though Tinwald said that they shouldn't do what the Toimy report said.
You stepped down at that time, didn't you? Because you didn't like that.
I actually got sacked for standing up for trying to protect the post office. At the time, I went and spoke to the Chief Minister, Alan Bell, at the time, and expressed my concern what the board and the executive were up to. He was supportive of me when I was talking to him. And then a week later, I got removed from my post. And then they brought the motion to Tinwald, which was defeated. So they tried to corporatise it and it got defeated. It's really disappointing to see the actions that the post office is taking now.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
TT 2021 has been cancelled and tens of thousands of road racing fans were expected to travel to the island for next year's TT. No surprise, the event's cancellation has prompted a wave of disappointment among those who have been on their way.
An estimated 46,000 people visited the island for the TT in 2019. After today's announcement, 2 years will have passed before that can happen again. Sidecar legend and chairman of the TT Supporters Club, Roy Hanks, says many had hopes the race may be postponed until later in the year, but most accept the decision.
Disappointing. Fan-wise, I would think TT Supporters Club fans look like going to go to the island, obviously, for their yearly injection of speed and enjoyment. And so I think it's a shame, but that's it. I think it was inevitable, really. Around the world, people will be disappointed, but I think the sensible people will understand this is life from now on. And it'd be the first time I haven't been to a TT race for, well, it's going to be 2 years now, since 66, when I first rode. It's going to be a great gap.
The Steam Packet has offered fans the chance to move bookings to 2022 or get a full refund. Governments offering help for tourism and travel businesses that need to return deposits or rearrange bookings after the cancellation. Michael George from the Welbeck Hotel says no TT for 2 years in a row will throw up some serious financial problems for the sector.
But the worrying thing is that with a lot of people, that the TT was being prepaid. So it's another year of things being rolled over. And the money that's initially being paid to them has been spent. For quite a few businesses, that's been a huge amount. And there's no way that they can
do it again.
Actually do it again. So it's just kicking the problem down the road for another year, I think.
You can find out more at manxradio.com.
And so, people on the Isle of Man, their views. Well, these people were on Strand Street, Douglas.
It's a shame for the island, isn't it? That's all I think. But I don't blame them. I think it's the right decision. It is such a shame because it is massive, isn't it? But How do people, you know, the people who run it and everything, how do they say, how does the island recover from that 2 years loss? I don't know. It's horrible, isn't it?
I'm disappointed, yeah. I come over every year, really, to see that, but I won't be here, so no, I won't be shopping there.
No, it's so sad, really, isn't it? Look forward every year, well, don't they, to it. And
financial, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, but then it's for safety, isn't it? So, most important. Your life's more important than motorbike.
Well, my daughter will be really upset because she really goes to TT every year. Not so much me, but I do feel sorry for it being cancelled, yes. I just wish it would go ahead, but, you know, what can we do? Well, I understand being in the situation, and I understand that probably have to make this decision now because so much is involved in it that, you know, you can't leave it till the last minute. I just hope that everything's not done and over with by then, and it could have gone.
That's it for Update tonight. Back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Just a quick recommendation. This coming Thursday, 3rd of December, the last posting date for Christmas to New Zealand, Australia, Asia, Far and Middle East, Africa, Caribbean, Central and South America, USA, Canada, Cyprus, Malta, Turkey, Greece, Italy, the Czech Republic, Poland, Finland, Sweden, and other European destinations. Postal networks have been disrupted by COVID, as has TT 2021.